Tuned in to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network.
Welcome to the Village Vision Podcast, where community, collaboration, and care converge. I'm Dr. Crystal Morrison, and I'm honored to be your host on this incredible journey. As a firm believer in the power of a united village, I'm thrilled to bring you inspiring stories, research, and projects that break down barriers in child and family care. Through heartfelt conversations with experts, advocates, and those with lived experiences, we'll showcase the transformative impact of collective support. So join me on the Village Vision Podcast as we explore the remarkable collaborations that lead to better outcomes, foster a sense of community, and inspire action to improve care for ourselves and everyone around us. On today's episode, I'm here with Julie Robles. Julie Robles, or Julie Jupiter, as she's often known, her pen name, is an author, educator, and creator of the Julie Jupiter Book Club. She writes fiction and nonfiction books for early readers and children with special communication needs using built-in picture communication support. Welcome, Julie.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome. It's so good to see you again. Julie and I had a chance to meet at the National Autism Conference. Really love the work that she was doing, and it was an obvious opportunity to follow up and chat more on the podcast here. You know, everybody that we talk to on the Village Vision Podcast always has a very compelling reason behind what they're doing today, the why behind their work. So can you talk to us a little bit about the why behind the Julie Jupiter Book Club?
Sure. When I was working as a special education teacher, I had a classroom that was kindergarten through fifth grade, self-contained, and I had a reading group full of kids who were totally nonverbal to very, very verbal and wanted to talk to me. And it was really difficult. You know, they had all different IEP levels and different TEKS or standards that they were learning. Their different goals were so different. And I thought, I need something that ties all of them together, that supports that communication to where the kids are able to respond and connect with each other. And also wanted to provide a resource for people like counselors and people like librarians that I would take the class to the library, or the counselor would come see us. And even though our counselors were really fantastic at what they did and our librarian was so creative, they were just kind of at a loss when presented with a group of kids who were mostly or totally nonverbal.
Right.
And so I thought, oh, y'all are so creative. You just need that extra support to bridge and connect with the readers, with the students. So
right.
That's why I put it together.
That's fantastic. And I know from talking to so many different people and experience myself, there's often the assumption when a child is nonverbal that perhaps because they're nonverbal, they also don't understand, comprehend, or they have very little knowledge. And, you know, with the evolution of assisted communication devices and everything that we have at our disposal today, people have been shocked, and pleasantly so, I hope they're shocked, when this child who is nonverbal starts communicating and you realize that this child is brilliant and knows so much and has been listening and internalizing so much, right? I mean, I know that you've experienced this, right?
Yes, definitely. And any child does have that verbal explosion. Typically, it's going to happen at that, you know, kind of two-year mark. But with kids with autism and different cognitive needs, sometimes it is that just verbal explosion that they experience, or you you realize, you know, as they become more verbal or you give them more support,
right,
that, oh yeah, they were taking that in. They mm-hmm. heard, they understood
right.
all of that, just because their response is mm-hmm. not there. Sometimes we assume
exactly.
that the understanding is not there.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit more about where you're at today with the Julie Jupiter Book Club. Tell us about the types of books you're creating and where people can find the books.
Sure. I think it's come about because of this trifecta of my experiences in special education. And also I was a mental health counselor. Mm-hmm. And also a million years ago, I was a photographer. And so all of those elements have, you know, nothing is lost in the economy of life. And, and all of those elements have circled back around and come together to support what I'm doing now. I mm-hmm. see the big design in that.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing right now is I've actually just finished. I had this year I've written a full series of books that are social emotional learning
uh-huh.
Books, but they all have academic science vocabulary in them. So
oh.
the teacher will be able to actually some of that social emotional learning and talk more about that during a science lesson even. And so it's supporting kids academically and socially. I've written those books. I've been hustling, doing read alouds and bilingual versions of the books. And I've just finished readers
okay.
for the book. And those are simplified versions that
mm-hmm.
kids can read independently or in a guided reading, whereas the original books were more of a shared, interactive, shared reading. And so I have just finished that up and I'm going to start working on a new series that I have that's for special needs ministries.
Mm-hmm.
So special needs ministries have really started popping up. But when I talk to ministers in special needs programs, they say, you know, we're kind of at a loss for curriculum and material that really works
mm-hmm.
With kids with special needs, especially when you think of trying to explain some abstract spiritual concepts
right.
with pictures. It's really difficult.
Really difficult, for sure.
To boil it down to a picture symbol. And so, yeah, I've been racking my brain and working on that. So I'll be launching that soon.
That's exciting. A friend of mine, Sarah Conway, she's the director of the Autism Ministry, Northway Church here in the Pittsburgh area. And I've actually interviewed her and had her on a podcast recently. So I'd love to introduce you. You could check out the podcast with Sarah Conway. They're really doing some amazing things. And I'm sure they would love to have some of your books.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, definitely. We need to
Great.
Talk.
Absolutely. We'll get that introduction made. So to come back, what are some other series? What are some other topics that some of your books are focused on?
Okay. So with social emotional learning and life skills functioning, sometimes I have one book called Things Change at Pizza Burger Happy Place.
Uh-huh.
So it is a life skills book, and the vocabulary in it has to do with all the things that you encounter at a restaurant, whether it's the counter and the line and the cashier and the server
mm-hmm.
or the forks and the spoons and everything that you encounter there at a restaurant. That vocabulary is there. But then also basically the storyline is that this child has a fast food place that he loves to go to every week. And then one day it's closed for remodels and then it opens.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. And that blows his mind and
yeah.
it's not a happy day for him. And I recognize this. I based it on, you know, one of my students who
mm-hmm.
I could tell went to a pizza place, the same pizza place every week. And he was very vocal about that. It's really teaching the kids about change because everything is going to change, whether
yeah.
their favorite things are always going to be rebranding and their schedules are going to change. And
right.
so when things change, it's how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's about emotions. Like I have a really cool little couple of books that kind of go together, Penny and Rupert. Penny's push and pull day is all about all or nothing thinking. And so like awesome. Whatever happens to her, or like catastrophizing. So whatever happens to her, that's how she feels. And her little best buddy is Rupert. And then later, a few months later, I decided, oh, I want to write a Rupert book about how he faces all the same things, but he uses all of his calm down techniques, all of his self-management, and it has like vocabulary about different ways to self-manage. And you see him going through the same day and handling it totally differently. And she has a terrible day and he has a great day. But you know, it was the same day.
Yeah.
And it's called Rupert Rolls With It. He's also in a wheelchair. And so it's the kind of the double meaning of rolling. And that one is also about motion. And on the science front, it's about motion and him rolling with it and all these different types of movement. So it really, that one, man, really tried to pack a punch.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant. A lot. Yeah, to where teachers, parents can use these in all different ways. The more we tie together the curricula with real life and reading and writing and science, it all goes together in that.
It sure does.
In their base of knowledge.
You know, for so long we've taught and our schools are structured around science class and English class and math class and history class, right? And, you know, all of these opportunities to bring things together in an interdisciplinary way with real life examples just heightens the ability to learn for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That's how you live life. You know, that's how you end up applying all of that knowledge you got from everywhere to whatever is in front of you, how you're experiencing the world.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you're a perfect example as an educator, a mental health therapist, and a former photographer. I mean, you're pulling it all together right now, right?
Absolutely. It's true.
So one of the things I wanted you to tell us a little bit more is built-in picture communication support, because your books are unique in the way they're laid out and the way they're set up. And so since we can't show everybody what that looks like, tell us a little bit more about what that is and what that looks like.
Okay, so the books, each page spread has a vocabulary strip. And so those are going to be words of vocabulary that they see or maybe that can be generalized from the book. And so whenever you're doing a shared reading or a guided reading with a child, having those little strips of vocabulary that are picture supported, they all have pictures, kids can respond in a way that they haven't been able to respond. You know, sometimes when we're reading a book, especially with a nonverbal child, sometimes we just resort to like, where's the chicken? Where's something that's yellow? Where's the toast? You know, and sometimes it's difficult to rack our brains to get past the where's the that they can find on the page. And so the vocabulary strips really guide, whether it's a speech therapist or a teacher or a parent, different kinds of questions and really strengthening those intraverbal skills that a lot of kids really don't get a lot of practice at performing. And also there's a communication support in the back, and those are in the form of vocabulary boards. And so one would be a core communication board that a lot of special education and speech pathologists are familiar with. And so that's helping kids construct a full idea, you know, asking questions, forming full sentence answers. And then also vocabulary, like there's one page that has all of the characters. And so that facilitates all your who questions. Who does this? Who wears this? Who has this? Who has? And so talking about like functions and features with kids, and settings page, and then some kind of, you know, usually science thematic vocabulary like properties of matter or motions. So having those there really supports kids, whether they need to be able to springboard the vocabulary that they have or they need to be able to use that as their communication, really strengthens their response. It makes it more interactive and keeps them from just checking out during a reading, during a shared reading, and really helps support counselors and librarians and other educators or adults who are just not as familiar with working with nonverbal kids. And also, it's really helpful for English language learners. It's helpful for early childhood, pre-K, kinder, first, second, kids who are really developing their vocabulary. And so one thing that's really, really great about it is that it familiarizes kids who do not have special communication needs. And so sometimes I was seeing was that we would have, we would give the kids these tools to be able to communicate, but really the other, their, general education peers were not equipped to be able to understand really what they were doing, that they were communicating. And so they were kind of stuck with just communicating with, their teachers or their primary caregivers and other kids in special education class. And so to really connect kids, all kinds of kids, and getting this young group familiar with the rhythms and the practices of using picture communication.
Mm-hmm. And just that, communication comes in a lot of different forms, and being able to flex with that is such an important skill to learn. That's
yes.
Fantastic. So as we wrap up today, tell us a little bit more about how people can find you and who you would really love to work with right now and how they can contact you.
Oh, sure. You can go to my website. It's juliejupiterbookclub.com or juliejupiter.com. We'll get you there too. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Julie Jupiter Book Club. And then also on teacherspayteachers.com, I have a store, and all of the communication boards that are found at the back of my books are there for free. And so even if you never buy a book, you can get those communication boards that are so helpful for kids there. And, I would love working more, as I said, with school counselors and with librarians who are interested in becoming more familiar and more comfortable with working with all kinds of kids and reading and teaching counseling lessons with kids, those guidance sessions. Anytime that feeling like, oh, I just don't know what to do, that class is coming in. And so I just don't know what to do. So I think that that would be really great to see them really embracing this.
That's fantastic. So we will, of course, have all of Julia's contact information in the show notes, along with links to her social media and website, but really encourage you to check out her website, social media, check out her books. They're really fantastic. I can say there's not anything like them that I've seen before. They're very unique, and that speaks a lot to Julie's vision and her creativity. So Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. This has just been lovely.
Wonderful. So thank you for joining us today. Again, I'm glad you shared your story and your experience with our listeners. And like I said, be sure to check out Julie Jupiter Book Club. So thank you for joining us on this episode of the Village Vision Podcast. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights from our conversation today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, leave a review, and share. Thank you for being a part of the Village Vision Podcast on Word of Mom Radio. Take care, and let's keep shining a light on the power of community, collaboration, and care. She is sure. She is sure. She is sure.